Harry Hurley, we have the big convention coming up this week, and once again, I just want to share with our Talkers readers just what an incredible guy you are, and what an incredible campaign and initiative you've been running in conjunction with the fabulous work of our friends at the Broadcasters Foundation of America, which, for those who don't know, is an organization dedicated to protecting the lives and well-being of people in the radio and television industry if they run into disasters, health issues, natural disasters, accidents, problems that are not of their own making, that prevent them from working and making a living. And this thing has been going on for years, and it has helped hundreds, maybe more, of people in the professional broadcasting arts. So on behalf of the industry, I want to thank you. And let's fill in everybody. Where is it at this year? This is, what, the sixth year that you're making a donation from the Harry Hurley Foundation to the Broadcasters Foundation?
Michael, yes. And I want to remind Michael's listeners, 6 years ago, Michael and I had a conversation. The Hurley in the Morning charity wanted to step up and help broadcasting with an annual grant. And I asked Michael for his guidance, his leadership. You know, what do you think would be a good thing to do? And in no time at all, Michael said the Broadcasters Foundation of America would be wonderful. And I knew of them for years, but you opened my to a wide spectrum of observation in my heart and my mind to them and the wonderful work that they do. So 6 years ago, we started out with a $1,000 grant with a pledge that each year we would continue it, and each year we would increase it by $1,000. So we went from 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, and now for Talkers New York 2022, a $6,000 grant for the Broadcasters Foundation of America. And breaking news on Michael's show, we will, with Michael's partnership, because this has been a partnership between the two of us with this project, we will make a $7,000 grant award at Talkers New York 2023.
Aha! You're stepping ahead of us. Let's hope that there will be a 2023, and certainly we appreciate that. I find it very interesting, while I have you, what's the story with this Harry Hurley Foundation that you run, from which you are, you know, obviously donating the funds for your fellow broadcasters? You've been doing this for a number of years. You've been raising a lot of money, helping a lot of people. Give us a little background and overview of this project.
We saw the need, and I've always believed that we have an obligation as broadcasters to truly engage in our community and to give back. So we saw very early on, as Michael knows, we're in year 31 of the Hurley in the Morning program in the Atlantic City area. And for the first 15 years, we did it ad hoc. It wasn't organized. It wasn't a registered charity. But when we found out that there would be a need, we would put people in contact with people. If a high school needed uniforms, if some type of need was there, we were able to connect people very, very quickly because of the beauty of what we're privileged to be able to do, two-way talk radio. But at about what is now the halfway, or slightly, I guess, now beyond halfway point of our career so far, I felt a desire to formally register a not-for-profit organization and really go at this to be able to help as many people as we can. And we've been able to raise more than $1.3 million over the past 15 years. And every year we write many dozens and dozens of grants. For example, the Broadcasters Foundation of America, that $6,000 grant, that's what we do at the Hurley in the Morning charity.